This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We got a loaded show today. Big Mac Robinson on the board. Yes. The Assassin's Apprentice, Jake Murren, behind the glass. You know, always great to have Jake Murren there. Katie Pollock as well. Let's keep it up for Katie there on the 2020s.
Yes.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hi. How's it going today?
It's going all right.
Yeah. I noticed somebody didn't get as nearly the applause or enthusiasm as everyone else.
What do you mean? We clapped for Jake.
Yeah, I know. We clapped for Jake. We clapped for Katie. And then what happened to Mac?
Well, no, we don't always give the same elation to everybody. He gets the best write-up on the show.
Yeah.
Because we don't have Jake Murren on the producing. We don't have that.
Yeah.
So, like, today was a day where, okay, we got to give some love elsewhere.
Okay. Well, it's good. Always good to give love everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
As often and as possible as we can. Yeah.
People loving people. That's what this show is about.
That's what I always tell people. They're like, what is that show you do about? And I'm like, it's just people loving people.
And people helping people. People with people, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know that we help that much, but we attempt to.
I like that. Yeah. The show that attempts, as opposed to the show that flip-flops.
Oh,
what?
Well, it took us 3 minutes to before.
I think it's really funny that the guy.
You're stupid. No, you're stupid. No, you're stupid is what it was.
I believe somebody today, we call him LeCan, at some show, on the station, maybe not on the station.
LeBron James of Sports Talk Radio, please.
As he calls himself.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
We know you do, Ken.
I believe he said, my takes go as the window.
That's, by the way, why he's such a great guy, because he needs so many men, the 100 men.
We'll get into that. But I believe he said, my takes go as the wind go.
That's what he said, yeah.
Was I steadfast in Don't Take Shador 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he flip-flop more than I don't know anything the entire football season, like literally within the same show.
The sandals gif was getting a lot of wear on the old X.
He literally flip-flopped within a show this week. He started the show by saying that Jose Ramirez is going to be a cautionary tale, and that part of that is batting Nolan Jones in the two spot, implying the Guardians are failing Jose Ramirez, only to an hour later come out and say, it's clear I was talking about the Major League Baseball.
Well, hold on
dummies.
Now, hold on. In defense of Ken there for a second, it was an hour 20 later.
That's true.
It
that's
was
right.
About into the 7
it
o'clock
was
hour. It was a full
80
hour.
Minutes later.
And that was after, he ridiculed a behind-the-scenes worker for not getting out the right clips, apparently. Because he's supposed to be able
on
to read.
First day.
He's supposed to be able to read Ken's mind and find out exactly what clips he wants. On his very first day that he's working here, he's supposed to know exactly what every intent is supposed to be.
But you know what? Maybe I should steal Ken's bit then of just any time somebody doesn't like something I say I was taking out of context.
It's a good bit. I actually might take that one.
Despite the fact that people can just listen back on the free Odyssey app to whatever somebody hears. No, I was taking out of context. Right there. I didn't say that about Ken. No, you were listening to 30 seconds of a clip.
Yeah.
You just have to listen to the full context. So how you doing?
I'm good. We're good. I feel like it's been a very interesting week, has it not?
It's the longest four-day week in history.
Yeah, it's a shorter week, and so we feel as such, and for some reason it doesn't feel as such.
All right, why?
And it feels like a real Friday. I don't know why. You know, I thought Tuesday, Wednesday flew by, and then I thought yesterday it just kind of took a while, and then today is just kind of taking a while. I'm happy to be here, though. I'm excited for the weekend. I also feel like I didn't really earn a weekend for some reason, too, and that's a problem. Maybe we got to address another day.
I never feel like I don't earn a weekend. If I show up to the show for 3 of the 5 days in a week, I've earned that weekend. If I work more of the week than I did not work...
Okay.
I have earned that weekend.
No, I need to fix my thinking on it. I got it backwards in this. I need to fix my thinking.
So you're saying you need to flip-flop on your own thinking there?
No. I need to get corrected on my thinking. There's a difference there. It won't be me that changes. It'll just be my thought process that changes, and we can't hold that accountable, right?
That sounds like a flip-flop.
Yeah. That's the point.
All right, so Nathan Zagura. And okay, so the things that we're about to play that Nathan said on with the Morning Boys today, in fairness, are things that I've heard Kevin say, and they're things that I've heard beat reporters in this town say about Kenny Pickett. But they were talking about the quarterback spot with Nathan this morning, and he gave a big send-up on Kenny Pickett and why Kenny just might be the starting quarterback for the Browns this year.
Kenny Pickett is a tough kid. He's been a winner in this league, as I said. Believe it or not, since I've been with the Browns, he has the best career winning percentage of anybody that's quarterback for the Browns during that span. So, and he's young, and he's done it in the AFC North. So I'm at least interested to see what that looks like. And I would argue that the opening of our season is not a place for somebody to cut their teeth at the National Football League level. That's probably a place for somebody who's played some games in the NFL. So to me, that's why you would want a veteran, and you'd want somebody who has played. And Kenny Pickett, not only is young, but he has played. He has one, he's one in this division.
Yeah, he's not young. He's 26. Gonna be 27.
Also, him winning in this division is doing a lot of lifting when it was a defense and a run game more than it was anything else.
He could have 3 grown children by now. He's 27.
I mean, you can say a lot about Tomlin. Tomlin, over the past half decade, has had a top 5 defense every single year. Like, that's what they continue to do. And it's because they spent the most money there, but they continue to have that.
Why do people keep saying Kenny Pickett's young? He's 27. This is not young. By NFL standards, he is more than half past his shelf life in the NFL.
I think it's because it's only now he's entering his 4th year in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what they're looking at more.
It's because he played 37 years in college football.
Yeah, he did. He played 5 years at Pitt. It was a long time.
That one, anytime somebody's like, well, you know, Kenny's still young, it's like, to hell he is. The winning percentage thing is, I thought we all agreed that just didn't matter.
Well, like quarterback wins and losses is not supposed to be a thing. Now, I count it when we get to the postseason. I think there's something we can go down and talk about that. But in regular season, we've all collectively gotten on board with the idea that we don't judge quarterbacks strictly off win-loss. But like, if I was Nathan trying to build up an argument for Kenny Pickett, I think he brought the right ammo to the table. It's no ammo that me or you agree with. But if I was trying to sell people on Kenny Pickett, I would start with what Aditi said yesterday, and then I would morph into it being like, wait, everyone wanted certain players because you wonder whether or not they'll fit in the AFC North. Will Howard, everyone called up for Will Howard being like, that's an AFC North quarterback if I've ever seen one. Kenny Pickett has played in the AFC North.
Yeah, and then he got traded because he wasn't an AFC North quarterback.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but there is if I was trying to build up an argument again, and you're going to be able to poke holes in every one of them because it's not a very good argument. It's hard to make an argument for Kenny Pickett based off his play alone. That's what makes this whole thing so tough. If you're Kenny Pickett, is I don't know there's anything you can do in the 3 months. As so, like, we'll have beat reporters come on and be like, Shador Sanders has taken leaps here, here, and here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just have to say, okay, great. I believe that, and I can see it with my eyes. Kenny Pickett can't erase anything in the preseason. It all has to be on the field, and that's what makes it so tough.
We're missing the two reasons why you should actually give Kenny Pickett any chance to win any sort of job here. One, he fits the Stefanski system, right? And I think he did prove that by being able to succeed as the Philly backup. And then two, he doesn't turn the ball over. Like, those two things are more to me of bellwethers of could this work with you? Then he's young, which he's not, and he's a winning his winning percentage in Pittsburgh, where he was buoyed, as you have stated. Like, I just feel like I'm living in some sort of... I feel like the Browns are gaslighting us with this Kenny Pickett stuff.
Well, and so that's why Florio has posited previously in recent days that he believes all the Pickett stuff is just the Browns trying to uplift his value and to get him to be perceived as something that maybe we all know he isn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's okay. Wait, you can get a fourth rounder instead of the fifth rounder?
I think it's very telling that, like, when Zach Jackson comes on with us, he says it was obvious who the best quarterback on the field was, and it was Joe Flacco as far as slinging the rock.
I've heard, it's okay, from everything that I've heard from Browns camp, I heard Flacco, the obvious best thrower. I've heard the growth of Shedeur Sanders. I've heard that Dylan has that zip on, has a fastball that you wouldn't expect for a guy who's just not a guy that pushes it down the field a lot. Those are three, like, quantifiable things. And then every time I've heard anyone describe Kenny Pickett, it's he does exist.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you're not wrong.
And listen, like, honestly, I don't...
I haven't heard nearly as many nice things about Pickett as we heard about the other three.
So, I do want to say, and I understand that there is a gamesmanship out there that you might want to try and prop somebody's value up. How much do you really think you're changing the hearts and minds of people around the NFL of, like, well, you know, Kevin Stefanski says, really gushes about him. I guess I am going to give a third-round pickup for Kenny Pickett.
You want to talk about, like, majoring in the minoring? If you are hell-bent on trying to turn a fifth-round pick in DTR into Kenny Pickett to then swap him out for a third-round pick, you've lost the plot.
Also,
You are next-leveling that in a way that you don't have to be doing.
Not only is it not going to happen... No one's just going to be
laser eyes.
Why would you? You're not focusing on winning. Like, everything I've heard is like, well, we got to pump up his value. Okay, so listen, I know they're all Ivy League guys, so there's like a pump and dump scheme on Wall Street. Yeah, except that only happens on Wall Street. It doesn't really happen around the NFL, where scouts actually have eyes and ears and can see that Kenny Pickett. Oh,
you got to get into the Bitcoin community, Nick.
With all due love and respect, if anyone who says anything nice of Kenny, I get it. I am the guy that is all the way out on Kenny Pickett. But if we're going to have a conversation about this guy, can we have an actually authentic, real conversation about what he does?
Listen, the burden of proof is on Kenny Pickett, but where it differs than the other guys is that, and Flacco doesn't have to prove anything to us, but with Gabriel and Shedeur, they can at least show us things in these training camps, whereas if Pickett does it, we're just going to go back to thinking about all the think pieces we saw in Pittsburgh, where he did look good in shorts and a t-shirt, and then didn't look good on the field.
Listen, the reality is, the only thing Kenny Pickett can do to change any of our minds is, one, win the job. And then when he goes out there, look completely different than he did in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Because the Adidi defense is ridiculous. He sucked in Pittsburgh. And not just sucked. He was Zach Wilson unplayable level. And they went to him multiple times, and they had to go away from him multiple times. He was not, he wasn't like, you can look, there's a couple of years of Sam Darnold you can go where like, maybe he threw for like three more touchdowns. That actually would have been a good season, right? There's no season that you can look at. I'm going to read the damn stats off just so everyone understands, because I can't do with the gaslighting on Kenny Pickett anymore. 62% completion percentage, 13 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, and a quarterback rating of 78% throwing for 179 yards a game. How much does the offensive coordinator matter? How bad does an OC have to be to devalue a quarterback to play that crappy? Because if you say that's about Matt Canada, then we clearly aren't watching the same quarterback.
That's the bet that they're trying to, that's what they're trying to sell you on. Kenny Pickett tried to sell you on that 2 days ago. That was his big message. And yes, it was Matt Canada, and yes, it was the Steelers.
I'm just here to tell Browns fans, you don't have to buy it. You just don't have to. Like, you saw Kenny Pickett for 2 years stink it up and hold the Pittsburgh Steelers back. That's the truth.
Well, but you see
not
how
this whitewashing that's going on.
You see how we end up with the Joe Flacco to Shador Sanders through line here, right? Like, if you don't believe that Kenny Pickett is anything, as evidenced by what we've just been talking about, and you think Dylan Gabriel is too tiny to be your quarterback, then that's the Joe Flacco to Shador Sanders through line.
I just, the quarterback that that Kevin Stefanski seems to love right now are Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel, who are two guys who I just don't see it. Like, I think the most likely thing is either Flacco or Pickett starts. But I think the most likely thing that should happen is either Flacco or Shador starts.
It is funny, though, how often Stefanski seems like he is flying in the face of what logic currently is right now. Because if you are going to the table and you're speaking for those two quarterbacks instead of Flacco and Shador, it is not what 99% of people out there right now are doing.
Is Kenny just, okay, maybe, should we look at this from a different way? Is Kenny just the quarterback you tank with and they just can't admit it? Right? Because if we're going to start with a conversation with they're being disingenuous about how good this guy actually is and what he does well and what makes him a justifiable lottery ticket, because if you can lie about one thing, you can lie about anything when it comes to the NFL.
I mean, I've wondered, will the best quarterback actually win the job? And so that would lean into that line of thinking. Like, will the best quarterback win the job? Is he trying to win the most amount of games? If I'm Stefanski, you are putting so much confidence in the idea that Andrew Berry and yourself have your jobs after this season with Haslam, and I just wouldn't do that if I were him. That is commitment to a bit, though. It's commitment to a plan, if that's what it is.
I really want to make it clear that this is not, I'm not trying to go after Nathan specifically on this, because I think the world of Nathan. Not
Nathan's
only
great.
Is he a genuinely good dude, I think that dude,
incredibly smart.
Really knows football, right? Like, he could be called the LeBron James of the Browns radio network.
And we would be like, okay, we'll co-sign.
But it's just, to me, it's less about Nathan saying it. And it's just that I heard Nathan say it and Aditi say it yesterday, and I've heard Kevin Stefanski say it. And I'm like, you're either gaslighting me.
Well, it's all people that are very connected to the organization.
And honestly, even the fact that Philly likes him. Even the fact that Philly likes him. Like, I give a rip about what Philly likes. Like, good organizations float players that are mid players. I bet you. Yeah, I'm going to guess Howie Roseman said a lot of nice things to Andrew Berry about Kenny Pickett so that he would trade a fifth round pick for Kenny Pickett.
Andrew Berry would look like that is almost treason on a what I believe he believes to be a great friendship.
Hey, AB, it's Howie Roseman. Kenny Pickett, absolutely the pits. This guy stinks. Can you give me a fifth rounder for him?
No. So I think that's part of the reason why Andrew Berry is so committed to this idea, and they're all committed to this idea, is that they have so much belief in what Howie Roseman and the Eagles do that they genuinely do think this is like a, hey, he went there, he found out what it's like when the grass is greener, and all of a sudden he's figured things out.
Anyone out there that wants to go ahead and shout me down and say, you don't know what you're talking about with Kenny Pickett, I implore you, go watch all 22 of Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh.
You got the evidence on your side right now, and that's what makes it so tough. Is Kenny Pickett, the burden of proof is on Kenny Pickett to showcase why the first 3 years in the NFL aren't who he is, but he's not going to have an opportunity to do that until he actually gets engaged.
And by the way, It's one game and going to change my opinion in the regular season. Not only does he have to win the job for me to buy into Kenny Pickett, he has to win the job. Then he has to go out there and play over successive weeks. We're talking half a season playing really good football before I think that guy's anything other than booty cheeks. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. I promise you, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, by the way. I promise you, this is not personal with Kenny Pickett, but I cannot stand by and hear one more person tell lies about how good Kenny Pickett is or what makes him good. He stinks. Until proven otherwise, he stinks. We put the show poll out there. You guys can go ahead and check it out at afternoon, 923 FAN. Which quarterback winning the quarterback competition for the Browns would be the least exciting result? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com Browns reporter at 4:20. Chris Jimenez, Guardians analyst at 5:20. Is Kenny Pickett the least exciting starting quarterback for the Browns this year? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.